Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Some high-profile recalls of ice cream last year put the entire dairy processing industry on high alert. As a result, dairy plant managers are doubling down on their efforts to fight listeria, a pathogen that can give healthy people an upset stomach. But listeria can have deadly consequences for those with weakened immune systems. Today I'm speaking with John Allen, the Vice President for Regulatory Affairs and International Standards at the International Dairy Foods Association. He joins me from IDFA's studio in Washington, D.C. John wrote about controlling pathogens in dairy plants in the May issue of Dairy Foods. John, it seems to me that the dairy industry has become laser focused on listeria recently. Tell me why that is.
Sure. Jim, listeria has long been an issue that not only the dairy food industry has been tackling, but other sectors of the food industry as well. Problems with listeria in the ready-to-eat meat industry, hot dogs, deli meats, really brought listeria into the spotlight in the early 90s. In the dairy sector, listeria has cropped up sporadically, on occasion, in various foods, mostly with fresh farm-style, Hispanic-style cheeses, sometimes causing illness and other times simply being found in samples of food tested by state or federal inspectors or regulators that have then led to recalls, but without any related cases of illness actually being identified.
So are inspectors just getting better at finding listeria? Or is this a case in which dairy processors are just issuing precautionary recalls?
Yes, we have indeed been hearing more and more about listeria in recent years, and I think a lot of that has to do with our national and state public health surveillance systems being able to detect more sporadic cases of illness, then, most importantly, being able to link the individual cases of illness with other cases in different parts of the country, and then ultimately to specific foods. Another major reason for the increase in headlines is due to what I call precautionary recalls, where a regulator may find a single positive sample of a food, but no other samples are found positive. And so out of an abundance of caution, the firm decides to recall large quantities of product, even though the chances may be extremely small that there's widespread contamination of the product with listeria. In many cases, the FDA reports these recalls, the press picks up on them, but no actual illnesses are ever reported. So all of this has resulted in a lot of attention on listeria by the food industry, obviously in an attempt to reduce the likelihood of facing large, costly recalls, but more importantly, because although illness caused by listeria is relatively rare compared to foodborne viruses and other bacteria like Salmonella, listeriosis, which is the name given to the general disease that listeria causes, can be much more severe in those who actually become infected. So prevention of food contamination with listeria has been and continues to be a big interest for many of us in the food industry.
John, describe for me the adverse effects of this pathogen. How bad is it?
So listeria, the actual full scientific name is Listeria monocytogenes, is a bacteria that is found throughout the natural environment, such as in soil, water, and therefore associated with some animals, including cattle. But listeria, importantly, is killed by cooking and pasteurization. But when a healthy person consumes a food that's contaminated with listeria, normally this doesn't result in any illness at all. And on the rare occasion that it does, it typically involves only a mild gastroenteritis and fever, but nothing that really will put you into a hospital. Certain people, however, such as pregnant women, newborn infants, the elderly, and other individuals with weakened immune systems, such as those with HIV or undergoing chemotherapy, are at the highest risk for developing more serious illness that could then lead to hospitalization.
How does listeria enter a dairy plant and into the food supply?
First of all, it is quite rare to find listeria in dairy products. As I said, listeria is found throughout the natural environment, and then can be carried into a plant on shoes, equipment, pallets, etc. And once it's in the facility, if it isn't sought out and eliminated, it can then spread to food contact surfaces and equipment, then get into the food, which can be a real problem, particularly if the food does not undergo some form of subsequent process that will kill the bacteria, like cooking or use of a preservative that will kill it.
John, what can a dairy plant manager do to prevent listeria contamination?
Well, the milk used in the production of the vast majority of dairy products is indeed pasteurized, so it is safe from Listeria. In some instances, food products can be contaminated after pasteurization, so dairy food makers adhere to very strict food safety protocols, including sanitary standards for equipment, effective technologies, and proven food safety practices. The name of the game here is really prevention, and so it is really focused on controlling the food production environment to keep Listeria out of the plant in the first place, and then making sure that if it does find its way into the facility, that it is detected and then eliminated before it actually makes its way into the food itself. Stringent regulations do also apply at every step of the way, so dairy plants are inspected multiple times a year by regulators and also by companies' customers and third-party auditors. And with implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act and its preventive controls rules coming soon, which are all about prevention, the FDA is going to be verifying that the industry has in place robust preventive control programs to minimize the risk of Listeria and other pathogens from getting into food.
I hear the FDA is undertaking a large-scale inspection of ice cream facilities. What can dairies expect from this so-called swabathon, and how can they prepare for it?
Well, we have learned from FDA that investigators do plan to target approximately 100 ice cream and frozen novelty facilities across the country, sampling for Listeria monocytogenes and Salmonella. Production lines or facilities that only produce liquid ice cream mixes are not intended to be included in this assignment. And so this is a result of a few back-to-back illness outbreaks and recalls that occurred last year related to ice cream. Although if you look back over time and consider exactly how much ice cream Americans eat each year, I think the industry has a pretty good track record for making safe product. That said, this has served to reinforce the ice cream industry's commitment to making safe product, and I have really been pleased by the amount of commitment I've seen over the last year. The industry has really come together, shared information and best practices, which actually culminated in IDFA's recent release of a nice, handy Listeria control resource guide for the ice cream industry that should help, especially with smaller companies, to maintain the safe track record. It provides a compilation of regulations, regulatory compliance guidance, industry-developed guidance, and other useful tools that the industry can use.
What resources can IDFA provide its members?
Well, in addition to the resource guide, IDFA was also a part of a broad industry group that recently developed another guidance entitled The Control of Listeria Monocytogenes, Guidance for the U.S. Dairy Industry. So this is for use across the ready-to-eat dairy food industry, not only ice cream, and can help companies ensure that they have a comprehensive preventive control system in place to prevent Listeria contamination. It describes good manufacturing practices, sanitation practices. It discusses sanitary design and how to build a robust environmental monitoring program to seek out and destroy Listeria, all in a very practical format for use by plant-level personnel. And this guidance is actually based on the material taught at the food plant, the dairy plant food safety workshops that IDFA and the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy put on several times a year. These workshops have trained over 2,000 dairy company staff over the past few years and have been a really great success. So this guide now makes this workshop material even more accessible to dairy professionals, not only around the U.S., but around the world.
That was John Allen of the International Dairy Foods Association. You can read his Rules and Regs column in the May issue of Dairy Foods and on our website. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Google+, and stay up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.